Good morning. A mostly clear and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with areas of frost in spots, especially across northern New York and New England, while other locations are still chilly and in the upper 30s to begin this Friday. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine with high pressure in control from the eastern seaboard. And that sun, though, will fade behind increasing clouds as a slow-moving front approaches from western New York. As the clouds increase and thicken throughout the day, we do run the risk at a few scattered light rain showers in the western parts of the Mohawk Valley and the western Catskills by the end of the day. The rest of the region will remain dry, and temperatures should reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. As that front creeps our way and stalls out overhead overnight, skies will be mostly cloudy, and we run the risk of a few scattered light rain showers with lows in the lower 40s. That same front, associated with a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will generate mostly cloudy skies to start the weekend on Saturday, and still the risk of a few scattered showers, not a lot of wet weather, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 50s. That disturbance will lift out of the region on Saturday night, and skies will clear out, and this will leave us with a good amount of sunshine on Sunday morning for Mother's Day. In fact, we'll have a fair amount of sun right through the middle of the day before clouds increase again with the approach of the next system from the Ohio Valley. This system will make a run at us by the end of the day Sunday, but it should stay dry until after dark when showers will arrive and high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Those scattered showers on Sunday night will last into the day on Monday, otherwise partly sunny skies to open up the new week with highs in the upper 50s. Behind that system, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and somewhat cool in the upper 50s on Tuesday, before we go back to mostly sunny skies and in the lower 60s on Wednesday. We'll push into the lower to mid-60s with partly sunny skies next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system tracking through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will reach the mid-Atlantic region today, ushering in additional rain and isolated thunderstorms. Cooler temperatures will arrive to much of the east once the front passes through, and highs will largely be in the 50s and 60s from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. This equates to temperatures around 10 to 20 degrees below average. Across the west, a cold front will advance inland, spreading light rain and high elevation snow along its path. Precipitation is forecast to reach the northern Rockies and northern high plains today, while an upper level low drops into the region. As colder air aloft filters into the northern Rockies, snow will mix with rain across the lower terrain of western Montana tonight. Much of the desert southwest and central Great Basin will be warm and dry through the weekend. Well above average temperatures are expected, with a few locations possibly reaching the triple digits. Above average temperatures will also be common across much of the central and southern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 19 degrees with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 33, 97% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 8 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature 50, and that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.3 inches for the month, which is 66 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 10.65 inches for the year, which is 1.08 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 45, the record high 92 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m. 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers tonight in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs near 60. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers tonight near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and scattered showers, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the lower 60s. A chance of showers Monday, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy on Tuesday in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday in the lower to mid 60s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.